Hey everybody, this is Stelly Efti.
And this is Heaton Cha.
And today on the Startup Chat, we want to talk about something I cannot believe we've not touched on almost 400 episodes, which is how to come up with the damn name for your startup, right?
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life, and hopefully while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit, we got it!
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah, we want you to do your best.
So this is probably, you know, focused on early days, right? You have an idea and you now need to give that idea a name or the company a name or the product a name. And obviously there's considerations, you know, domain names, competition, what's easy to spell. Should I spend a lot of time on this? And try to get it perfect and really think long-term branding, or should I just MVP it? It doesn't fucking matter. I can rename it later. Let's touch on some of these most obvious and kind of big questions to help people in the early days on how to come up with a name. How do I come up with a name for my idea, Heaton? How do I do that in 2019?
Oh, man. I think that on one hand, the people put a lot of weight on a name and make it almost too hard on themselves to come up with a name. The most common thing I hear is, I'm not good at naming. Mm. You know, and I'll be the first to tell you, I don't think anyone's like exceptional at naming or anything. I don't think it's like, you know, this like big thing you got to like just be great at. It's like something you don't really do that many times, to be honest. Yeah. And to me, like the best names are the ones that make sense to your customer. Mm-hmm. So let's just like throw down and just say that, because I know you agree with that.
Yes, right? Yes. And it's the one thing nobody was expecting. It's one of those things, nobody was expecting you to say this at this moment. But
right.
Nobody surprised you said this at this moment.
There you go.
Those are the best things, because almost every episode right now, we find a way to go back to like, what does your customer think about this? Right? Or how is this for your customers? But when people come up with names for their startup, the last thing they think about, honestly, I don't know if we thought about our customers when we came up with the name of the company, but I've never heard somebody go, what would our customers think? How do they feel about this? Most people think very, quote unquote, selfishly, like, what's a cool name? What do I think would be exciting or cool? Or what do I like? It's a very kind of personal taste that dictates most people's naming conventions. But thinking about the customer, I think, is brilliant.
I know. I mean, but think about it. Yours is closed.io. Close deals, right?
Yeah.
Make sales happen. Like it works. It works great. You think about your customers, like, you go to close.io. Why? Because software closed deals for you, right?
Yep.
It makes sense to me. Even names like Salesforce make sense.
Yeah.
Right? So I think another thing I'd say is, you actually, if you think about your customer and then you think about the name, you'll know it when you come up with it. So for my business, I have a hard domain because I can't get the domain, kind of like you. Close.com is probably really hard, right?
Yep.
So the name's FYI, and FYI.com's hard. So we have usefyi.com. And for us, like, we kept thinking about the name, but we thought about the name from a what's going to make sense to the customer. And our product helps you essentially find your documents no matter where they are. So FYI was kind of the play on like for your information.
Right. Right.
We kind of changed it. We don't talk about this anywhere, but we changed it to, or in our heads, to find your information.
Ah, interesting.
You know?
And
we wanted something common. People all recognize that, they understand it, they can say it, right?
Yep.
But that wasn't easy to come up with. We just kept playing with the names, right? And then one day someone said five or something like that, right? and then in text, like, we just kept riffing from there, and somehow we got to FYI. So, and then we had to find a domain that works. Like, we didn't want like FYI HQ or any of that kind of stuff. We wanted something that felt right. Use FYI felt about right to us. And it was six letters, right? And it was available. So there, I just gave some tips, right? On like some of the basics. But I think the hard part is like, how do you come up with one that doesn't take you a ton of time, but is very focused on the customer? Like, look, if we said, oh, we're just going to build some document tool, not knowing what it was, I think naming it would have been a lot harder. But because we knew what problem we wanted to solve for people at the core, naming it was much easier. And we also knew, and this is something that I'm sure people have this objection in their head right now, we also knew that this problem wasn't going to go away. So if we came up with a name and it was kind of problem associated, like FYI, and then at some point you'll be able to find all your information, like, just in the world today easily, right? The problem goes away, and then the name might not make more sense. But I don't think about that. I think about that, but I don't think about it too much. I think more about what makes sense to the customer. I don't like this idea, by the way, of like come up with a name and then rebrand it. I think that's kind of a dumb idea because like then you're kind of, you know, kicking the ball way further out and you have to pick it up again and be like, oh no, I got to come up with a better name. And now I have thousands of customers and oh crap, we have to change the name and then, you know, all that kind of stuff. And yeah, I mean, I don't know. How did you guys come up with the name?
All right. I'll tell you something I've never said out publicly. I don't know. I was not involved.
That's awesome.
I was not involved at all in naming clothes.
Lucky
clothes.
You.
I have no fucking clue how they came up with this
Lucky
name.
You.
I was busy running a services business called Elastic Sales. And then they came back and they're like, well, this is our website and everything. And I saw the name. And I was like, ah, kind of makes sense to me.
Works
like,
for me.
Works
I
for
love
me,
it.
Man.
Lucky you, dude.
That's
lucky
pretty much,
you that you weren't involved and you still came up with a great name.
Yeah. So I don't know. But I know that with Elastic Sales, for instance, I was involved with it. And that, you know, the idea there was obviously, you know, we're going to have this like massive sales force and everybody can tap into it and scale it up, scale it down. So Elastic was a thing, a word that was thrown out there in our brainstorming. ElasticSales.com was available and that's how we went with it. But I'll tell you that we used Elastic Inc., which is still the name of the corporation, because we had made the mistake before where we named the corporation the same name as the product. And then we pivoted hard and we're like, oh shit, this name makes no sense anymore, right, as the corporation. So with Elastic, we're like, let's name the corporation Elastic Inc. That'll give us flexibility. If we ever pivot away from Elastic Sales, we could do something else and it's not that tragic. But I do think that a lot of people are kind of stuck in this. They want to get it right, but they don't know if the name is going to be perfect forever. But they don't. So either they're stuck because they want to get it perfect and they can't find a name that they're really, really excited about, or they're maybe too thoughtless about it and they just give it some shitty name, CRM that's simple and easy.com, right? They're like, ah, who cares, right? We're not going to even give it any real name. And then you have to go through the effort of rebranding. Might talk about this at a later episode. One thing that I want to ask to throw out there to quickly hear your thoughts on this is the idea of, you know, you said using a name that makes sense to your customers, but then there's also this approach to naming things that like come up with a name that has kind of nothing to do with nothing, right? Or having a name that's very generic that you then infuse with meaning. Thinking about if I can come up with a good example, but there's some names that don't necessarily relate to what the product does, right? I don't know. I think about Hulu now for whatever reason, right? It's like that name says nothing. It's kind of short. It's kind of cool, easy to say maybe. Although I remember when they came out with it, TechCrunch was writing that is a terrible name if you know the background of it and all that. But it kind of worked out. But there's sometimes this idea of like use a name that's kind of a short, cool word that means nothing and then you give it meaning versus using something that's more descriptive like Dropbox or Salesforce or Close. Or FYI for that matter. What's your stance on that in today's environment when you start a new product or company, like just giving it some kind of a cool name that maybe doesn't really say anything about what the product does?
Yeah, I did one of those in 2005 when we named Crazy Egg.
Yeah, that's true.
It just felt right at the time. It was two words, really easy to say. We already had the domain and we didn't feel like making it more specific. I think at that time that name helped us because people just were like, what is that? Right. Mm-hmm. And it was nonsense. And Newegg as well as a online retailer was pretty big at the time. We didn't think about that, but like, you know, some people have mistaken me for the founder of Newegg, but that's not true.
Interesting.
And so that's just in people's heads sometimes, but like Crazy Egg sounded good. And we just did that. And I think that it was okay at that time when you could come up with a name like that. There wasn't that much software out there and the branding around that name with the egg. And then, you know, when we had 404 errors on the site, it was like, oh, your egg got cracked, right? and then when like we had downtime, we had this downtime game where there were like a little drone-like people walking, zombies walking on the bottom, and you'd be able to throw an egg on them. And when you hit them, you got a point. So it's kind of like a fun little office game, when we had downtime. We had a bunch of downtime early on. And so we just played into it. Mm-hmm. I guess my point is you come up with a name like that, you better play into it. You know, I think MailChimp is another one mm-hmm. that gets to play into it in that way.
Yeah.
And, you know, their Freddy, their little mascot is pretty awesome, right? Like everyone tends to know Freddy or knows the look of Freddy or has gotten like some kind of swag at a conference about Freddy, right?
Right.
And so I think it's okay to have a name like that. You just have to really be all about it as much as you can. Your logo has to represent it. You could have a mascot, whatever, right? So it's possible. It takes a little more skill to, you know, do that from a design and aesthetic standpoint. And then with Kissmetrics, I think it was all about kind of, you know, the acronym, like keep it simple. Mm-hmm. It's really keep it simple, stupid. And we like to change that to keep it simple software. And then metrics, right? Just because we're an analytics company. So that one, we went a lot more practical. And we thought about what does our audience care about? Very similar to FYI. So I think with naming, and I've named like way more than that many products over the years, but like, I'm not too crazy about being like, it has to be one way or another. I think you have to play to your strengths. And if your strengths are like, we can come up with a mascot or we can be playful with the copy or whatever, and it does resonate with your audience to some extent, then that's fine to have a name that's not specific to your product or the problem you're solving. I do prefer names today though, that are related to the problem you're solving somehow. That just feels better in a crowded world where people have less lower attention span.
Beautiful. All right, that's it from us for this episode. Look out for a future episode where we might talk about how to pull off a rebrand when you are unhappy about the name you gave your startup and you have to change it, right?
Let's just do it.
All right, bye-bye, everybody.